Creating a purpose-driven business. This week, we're going to talk all about how to align your work with what matters most to you. At a certain point in life, it's no longer enough to simply make a living. Many women reach midlife with a quiet or not so quiet yearning. I want my work to mean something. We crave impact, authenticity, and a deep satisfaction that comes from knowing that we're using our gifts in service of something greater. And this is where purpose-driven business comes in. It's not about throwing everything away to start a nonprofit, unless that's your dream. It's about building a business that reflects who you truly are, what you stand for, and what you want to contribute to the world. Because the truth is, when your business is aligned with your purpose, it becomes more than a job. It becomes a legacy. A lot of business advice starts with what you should sell or how you should grow fast, but purpose-driven business starts somewhere else entirely. It starts with why. So if you're thinking about it, if you're having that yearning, like me, when I've got something that's mulling around in my mind, head outside, go for a walk, meditate, journal on it. Ask yourself, what do I care deeply about? What change do I want to see in the world? How can my skills and experience, how can my story contribute to that? So if you're feeling that yearning, start by asking yourself your why. Your purpose is not a slogan. It is the driving force behind your decisions. It was what keeps you going when the going gets tough. And it's what draws the right clients and opportunities to you, because people feel when your business comes from a place of truth. And this is where your values come in. Your values are your internal compass. When your business decisions are aligned with your values, you feel grounded, you feel confident, even when you're navigating challenges. So try this. Write down your top three or five values. Mine, my personal values, are family, freedom, growth, and impact. What are your values? Three to five values. Reflect on how each one could shape your business. Consider your offers, your messaging, your customer experience. Then ask yourself, is there any part of my work that currently feels out of sync with these values? When your business reflects your values, you don't just attract the right clients. Sorry, you don't just attract clients, you attract the right clients. I jumped to the to the giveaway. But once you're clear on your values, you can consider your strengths, because women underestimate the power of their lived experience, of the wisdom they have, of the soft skills they've developed as a mother, the natural talents that we have. These strengths are often your greatest assets, and they can shape your business in a way that feels sustainable and joyful. So you've thought about your why, you've identified your values. Now think about those strengths. What do people come to you to ask advice about or for help? What do you find energizing, even when it's challenging? What strengths have you honed through your career, through your parenting experience, through volunteering or life, whatever? What strengths have you developed? Your business doesn't have to look like anyone else's. That sweet spot is where your strengths meet your passion and your values. That is your space. Purpose is so powerful. But if you're not aligned, you will burn out, and burnout serves no one. Your business must be sustainable. It means pricing your offers in a way that honors your time and energy. designing workflows that respect your life rhythms, and saying no to opportunities that pull you off course, even if they look good on paper. This isn't being selfish. It's being strategic. A business that drains you, it won't last. A business that feeds you will change your life and those you're serving. It's easy to think that you need to change the world overnight, but a purpose-driven business is about consistent impact, not flashy gestures. So whether you're coaching one woman, creating a digital resource, or mentoring a younger entrepreneur, you are making a difference. And the ripple effect, it is real. As your business grows, your ability to give back, to advocate, to influence, that will expand too. But you don't have to wait to make an impact. You're doing it right now by showing up with intention. Let's be honest, creating a purpose-driven business, it's not about being perfect. As I've been saying, it's about being aligned with your why, with your values, with your strengths. When those elements come together, it's really powerful. Everything is fulfilling. Your business will become magnetic. Your life will feel more whole. That is the beauty of midlife. You're bringing your wisdom, your experience, and the freedom to do things differently. So ask yourself now, what matters most to me and how can I build a business that reflects that? What matters most to me and how can I build a business that reflects that? Your answer right now could change everything. If you're looking for somewhere to start, then I invite you to download my free Wheel of Life workbook. It'll help you assess each area of your life and or business and decide where to focus first. Go to theleaptolead.com/balance, but I'll put that link in the show notes.